I just want to play devil's advocate here with those who were unhappy on this particular issue. So I get the following, I think. I get the importance of keeping a very, very close eye on debt levels, because we can even add to what you are saying in by way of supporting it. We do not want future generations to be saddled with debt decisions we make irresponsibly right now. Because I think that's another reason why we should make sure the debt does not balloon, that the amount that we are serving when we're servicing the debt is not massive. Because it, besides the opportunity cost in terms of health, education, and other social spending, there's also the reality that future generations will bear the consequences of enormous debt that we have raked up. But the question that I'm asking is not so much for you to give an easy justification of keeping debt low, which is easy to do. The tougher question is to explain to me in very simple English, how do the numbers that Michael is talking about, we want to make sense of the numbers, how do the numbers from Izolo translate into job creation, translate into dealing with structural problems in the economy?
Firstly, I think let me emphasize what the president said. Government is not about creation of jobs. Government is about creating a conducive environment to create jobs. However, there are public employment programs that by nature on their own are public employment opportunities. But there are 15 million South Africans without a job, or even more. It is those ones that we cannot provide. So we have to make an environment conducive for that to actually. What are we doing? What are we saying? Ease of doing business is one, is a hallmark of the structural reform that we have to embark on, including other reforms that are critical that are going to unlock the potential that this economy has. But if you look at public employment programs, we are putting in money. It may be little, 18 billion over 2 years, a huge number, by the way. And this over and above some of the short-term creation job opportunities that we've done in the past, and a very elaborate, which you have to look at, by the way, and review properly so that the impact is seen. The impact that EPWP, the Expanded Public Works Program, provides, and the Community Development Work Program provides. So that's government's small little contribution towards the bigger challenge of jobs. I'm not even concerned and worried about that for now. For me, is ensuring that business thrives. And by saying, we reduce corporate income tax, there are many reasons why we did that. But one of the basic reasons is for businesses to be able to thrive and not to have more profits and shareholder value to be maximized, but to expand businesses. By expanding businesses and interest simply means you are then creating opportunities for more people to be employed. So I think we did a lot here. It's a good start. It's a good start, but we cannot say we've been saying this over and over again. We are in a complex environment. The social relief of distress, for instance, I would have taken the 40 billion rand and 44 billion rand that I'm giving towards social relief of distress and do more on the infrastructure side, do more on other, you can call it incentives, for instance, if you want to expand that, because it's through those that government can partner with business and business can create more jobs. So I think what we are doing is let's create a good environment for businesses to flourish. And by de facto, it simply then means the economy then can obviously expand. By definition, then tax revenues come in. Then I'm able to do a whole lot of more that I want to do. But currently, I'm constrained because tax revenues are low. And it's only now that with this windfall, by the time it's right, it's a windfall and we treat it as such, Sobias. We can't spend everything. Let's rather be... Michael, when he was and I hope later on he'll elaborate on this, he talked of fiscal sustainability, intergenerational equity and debt reduction as the hallmarks of our fiscal policy stance. We're still on there. We cannot indebt future generations. We have to come up with physically sustainable programs. We're not always successful as Treasury because we work within the collective of government. But however, we have to demonstrate that we are responsible officials. We want to ensure that the future of this country is not compromised by reckless decisions that we'll make from on the fiscal front. But however, emphasize on things that we need to do, which are reform and growth. The growth agenda should be accelerated.